You're listening to Asking for a Friend with Westminster Chapel, a podcast where we invite honest conversations around culture, church, faith, and life. Now, here are our hosts, Ryan Falls and Matt Conrad.
All right, it's episode 18 of Asking for a Friend. And today's question is one we've had for a while. We've been just kind of waiting for the right moment. I think this is the moment to answer this question.
Today's the day.
Today is the day. And the question is, was the universe created in 6 or 7 literal days?
My follow-up question is, who cares? I did not know this mattered to people until it got submitted. And when Ryan did the series, what was it? The Asking for a Friend, when it was Do All Roads Lead to God? I was like, whoever has asked that ever? Ryan was like, a lot of people. And I asked a bunch of my friends that have different religious backgrounds. And they're like, yeah, we have all thought about this. So I guess I just don't. I guess I just really have faith.
You just have faith.
I really don't wonder.
You have strong faith. I think that's the takeaway, Kaylee, is you just have really strong faith.
So why does it matter?
Yeah, why does it matter?
Why does it matter?
Why does it matter?
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're after a
this is the second start, episode right? we've recorded today, so you can tell we're just feeling
may or may not have been
really
a good
comfortable.
Idea. I think it matters for a few different reasons. I think you know, pretty much every story has a creation element to it. Like every religion, every faith has this origin, because I think for most of us, we want to know, where did we come from? You know, who are we? Mm-hmm. What started? And I think creation is the beginning of answering that question, trying mm-hmm. to figure out like what was the initiation, you know, who was the initiator behind that. And so I think that's one of the reasons why it's good for us to talk about these things. I think it also just, when we think about as followers of Jesus, why we think about creation, or why we would want to spend time trying to figure out the, you know, the specifics of it, is I think in a lot of ways it shapes our understanding and our approach to the Bible. Like the Bible says really clearly, we're going to look at some of these passages from Genesis 1 that talk about God creating. And I think if we don't kind of believe that, then it probably brings into question every other things that are written in scripture too. So it's important from that standpoint. I also think it just, again, it sets the context for how we relate to God. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, if we don't answer this question, it's hard to make sense of who we are and why we're here. Right. And like, if there's a creator versus if there's not, right? If there's not, we approach life very differently, and we think about our purpose in the world. Like, we have no purpose. If there's not a creator, it's really, and this is just, there was a Big Bang, and then there are a series of chemical reactions that made humans through an evolutionary process. Who are we as people? Like, what are we here for? But if there's a creator and there's a design, then I think it helps us to understand the intention. So we have to go back to why, how, when? All of those questions are pertinent and relevant in this conversation.
Totally, because I think most of us want to be fiercely independent, right? We mm-hmm. want to wrestle with this. We want to do it on our own. We want to be responsible for ourselves. We want to, Ryan's celebrating, he's agreeing, you know, that we...
I'm part of the not most of us that think about. I do remember distinctly, like, being 7 and having, like, a total existential moment of, like, is anything real ever? Because I watched that movie War of the Worlds.
At 7?
I don't think it's 7. That must have been later. But I had good parents. I had a bad babysitter. But but I remember thinking like, oh, aliens would be a bummer. But then I was like, oh my gosh, like, but what? Like, it's weird. Yeah, the more you grow up, you do think about it, but then you almost don't, because it's scary to explore. Mm-hmm. It's like when people tell you the ocean is like 10% discovered. I'm like, let's stop looking. I think we found enough.
We've got enough.
We found sharks and jellyfish. Like, what else do you want to find?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, let's get into what the Bible says. I think to try to understand this, I think we do have to start with what the Bible says. And mm-hmm. it's the very first verse in the Bible.
You know
Genesis
it.
1:1. What is it, Kaylee?
In the beginning.
And?
There what? Was nothing.
No. It does start in the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Okay. But it also implies then there was nothing.
Yes, it does say that.
I'm filling in the blank.
Right. It does go on to say that. Yeah. It does. So you just were ahead, right? As always, Kaylee's running ahead.
Yeah, she's filling in the blanks.
She's filling in the blanks.
In the Bible.
But I think that very first verse, it really does set the... set the expectation of our relationship with God, that he's the creator, we're the creation. Like that immediately sets the relationship into motion. And then the Bible goes on through the rest of Genesis chapter 1 to get the specifics, right? This is where that conversation around, is it six literal days, really, really begins to take shape because we have these different, you know, looks at what happened on each of the days and when the, you know, the stars and the moon and all that come into being, when the animals are created. Mm-hmm. And then finally on the sixth day, when man is created, and that leads to this debate about, you know, is this really literally 6 days or not?
Yeah, and a lot of it centers around that word day. What does that mean? So 24-hour period of time, is it an indefinite period of time? Is it an epoch or an age in history? And when you look in the Old Testament, it's translated... Yom is translated in all of those different ways. Now, people here want to say it means 24 literal hours if they're a young earth creationist, but it's really hard to pin down that word. And so commentators, theologians, scholars, there are so many approaches to how this came about.
There totally are. And I'll just confess, I'm not a scholar. You know,
what?
I know, right? I'm not an academic. There is so much that if you really want to study this, there's so many good places you could study this. I think for today, though, for our audience, it's probably more than we can get into all of the specifics. But to really lean into this idea of God being the initiator of creation, and you know, Kaylee, you talked earlier about having faith. I think there's a certain sense of just needing to have faith and believe that God orchestrated this. It happened exactly like he wanted it to happen, and to have some trust. And then if you need to pursue more, then I would say do pursue more. Read the studies, read the information. But I do think in there are some important things to this conversation, starting with the way God created. You want to talk a little bit about ex nihilo and what that means and why that's significant?
Yes, it's a very important phrase. And I was going to say, I think in a follow-up episode, we could talk about the three or four kind of top approaches to how did this come about. We don't have the time and the space for that today, and we feel like the purpose here is to just kind of scratch the surface. But I do think in episode 395, we'll talk about it. But we need to talk about it. I think it would be good.
People really want to know about dinosaurs too.
They do, so. and we're going to talk about those. But yes, there is this important phrase when we talk about creation that God created the universe ex nihilo, out of nothing. And we go back to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God. So as Kaylee fills in the blanks for us, right? That's all there was. And God didn't have it. It didn't say, and God had a beginning. God is eternal. God is the creator. So Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Trinity has been in relationship, this perfect triune relationship forever. And out of that relationship, it's out of the overflow of his loving relationship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that he creates a world and creates us. It's out of his goodness that he does that. But he speaks... Kaylee has a thought. I just bumped the microphone. He speaks, and then that's where matter comes into being.
No, I skipped ahead reading in the notes, and it says Jesus was involved in the creation account. What? I've been a Christian for like a bunch of years. I've never heard that.
Oh, cool.
Explain. What?
Do you want to talk about it?
Huh?
I'll talk a little bit. You can chime
in
too.
Was he just like, what? What? Is that like bring your son to work day? And God was like, watch this.
filling in the blanks.
It was career day.
It was career
and he's like,
day.
Hey, watch Jesus. What I can do.
And Jesus was like, listen, Paul's bringing in his dad, and his dad's bringing ice cream for everyone, so could you do something cooler than that?
Yeah, so we have in the New Testament, we as we learn about Jesus, you know, we learn that you know, the Jesus we see in the Gospels is just a small portion of him, that he comes as man, as God incarnate, but he existed long before he entered the world. And so there in John 1, it talks about in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, talking about Jesus. And it talks about that he was involved in the creation account. And we see that in other places. You can look in Colossians 1:16 and Hebrews 1:2. There are these verses you can look up, and they talk about the fact that Jesus was the initiator. He was part of the creation account.
Yeah, what? Yeah. So God's so mind God blown, speaks, right?
No, right? And like,
and in Genesis 1, it says the Spirit of God was there as well. So the Trinity made the world. Often we think it's like God the Father did all of it, but each member of the Trinity was involved in creation, just like each member of the Trinity is involved in recreation or redemption when we become a Christian. So God is the author and maker of life. And he, in his essence, he is life. And so out of that, each member of the Trinity is involved in that process. Kaylee was like, here's the thing. I just think we need to pay attention to this for a minute, Kaylee. Kaylee's like, why would anyone ask this question?
This
nobody
is why.
Nobody cares
right?
about this.
This is why.
And now
Kaylee.
Here's Kaylee. Her mouth is wide open.
I think Kaylee's going to submit some questions to our podcast.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm going to ask one right now. So how does creation shape our identity and understanding of God / Jesus / anyone else who was around that I didn't know about?
That I didn't know about. Oh boy.
Well, I think I don't even know how to answer that, but I don't even know if we've answered the question in this podcast today, but I think that for me, there's this, you know, why I think this is such an important question is because there's this beauty, this wonder in creation that just reminds us that God's in control, that God started this. He's got it all covered. And even when things don't make sense to us, I think they make sense to God. And he, you know, I love that phrase, author of life. He's the author of life. And so we can trust that and count on him.
Do you have something to say?
No, I was just going to say like something that someone said once that made my brain feel good about God when I was like younger. It's like if God was like super easy to understand and if everything made sense and had like a logical reason, like God wouldn't be that big because we can understand really human concepts and things. But for someone like for God to be omnipresent and omnipotent and all those omni things is like kind of comforting when you think about it. Cause if you understood it, he wouldn't be that big or powerful of a God.
Yeah. And we want to know, like we want to be right. So we take issues like this, you know, ideas like this, problems like this that we have, questions, we try to solve them. And as Christians, sometimes we get a little bit too certain of exactly how things happened. And the Bible gives us a lot. It gives us everything we need for life and for godliness and to walk in relationship with him. But it doesn't, it's not a scientific textbook. Mm-hmm. It does tell us what happened and there is science behind it. But it's the danger here is if you're a young earth creationist, meaning it's like six literal days and then the seventh day is a literal, you know, 24-hour period of rest, which is the Sabbath. If you're a young earth creationist, the danger is to say, I'm right and everyone else is wrong. And if you don't agree with me, then I'm going to question whether you really even understand any of this at all and to be kind of arrogant about it. Or on the other hand, if you're an old earth creationist, to do the same thing from your point of view. That's not the point of this conversation. It's okay to have an opinion. There's nothing wrong with that. You should, over time, develop one and study these things. But like Kaylee said, like you said, this is about wondering at who God is and knowing who we are and why we're here.
Yeah, and I love that. And I think the other part of this is we talk a lot about the Imago Dei, right? The image of God. And I think this is one of the places where we see that. God's the creator of people, of life. And that means everybody on this planet has value, intrinsic value, simply because they've been created by a God who loves them and has a plan and a purpose for their lives.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a great place to end.
Yeah.
So again, more questions might come from this or anything else that you're kind of wrestling with in your life or in culture, send those to aff@westminster.org or go to our website and we'll see you, talk to you next time. Thanks for joining us.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Asking for a Friend with Westminster Chapel. If you or your friend would like to share a question, email us at aff@westminster.org.